Hi, it's Dave. In this video, I'm going to be sharing about how Tesla profits are going to be growing fast in the coming years, and also what the main thing I think differentiates Tesla from all other EV makers out there. Here's a video of analyst Dan Ives talking about Tesla on Yahoo.
I first want to start with the snub that Tesla got from the S&P 500. I think a lot of people were expecting that it was going to be included. Why do you think that the S&P 500 said no?
Yeah, and we've talked about that. I mean, that was a shock to the street. And obviously, you saw it in terms of the stock reaction. Hey, look, and part of it is that it was viewed that they sort of checked every box. You know, so the fact that they didn't get inclusion from an indexing perspective, you saw a lot of sort of momentum come out of the stock. You know, look, we do think that they will get in, whether it's next quarter or the quarter after. It's all about that profitability trajectory. Still more to prove in terms of the S&P 500 decision makers. You know, but I think now, at least the stock, we can focus back on core fundamentals in terms of battery day and deliveries, rather than what I view as maybe a bit of an overreaction this week.
All right, let's talk about the S&P 500 snub of Tesla. Right, Tesla is eligible to join the S&P 500, but the S&P 500 committee refuses, right, to extend an invite and include Tesla on the index. I think the longer the S&P 500 holds out, the more they prove that they're the establishment, and the bias becomes more evident. You're looking at Tesla, the greatest probably American business story of the 2010s, now entering the 2020s, poised to dominate. And the S&P 500 should be the first people to welcome Tesla with open arms, but rather they're skeptical. And I wouldn't be surprised if the S&P 500 is hesitant because of regulatory credit sales. And maybe they're buying the argument that Tesla wouldn't be profitable without the credit sales. However, this is a weak argument. First off, Tesla's cash flow is positive and it's growing over time. And they have billions and billions of dollars in the bank. Second, Tesla's revenue is growing, which means their profits are growing, and they're even propping up new factories in different continents. 2021 is going to be the year where Model Y production matures, and you're going to see Model Y sell like crazy. And 2022 is when the Cybertruck and the semi production starts to mature, and that's going to bring in a ton of additional profit. So how much? Well, let's take one example with the Model Y. Let's say Tesla sells 500,000 Model Ys at an average sales price of about $50,000. That's $25 billion in revenue. If you take a gross margin of 25%, that equals $6 billion in gross profit. Now, let's say you take a 20% gross margin, that would still be a $5 billion gross profit. What a lot of people don't realize is the factory workers that Tesla hires to make these cars, they go into the cost of revenues. Also, the factory cost, let's say to build the factory, that goes under CapEx, which is depreciated under cost of revenues also. So the 20 to 25% gross profit I'm talking about is after Tesla paying their factory workers and depreciating factory CapEx expenditures. So the $5 to $6 billion goes into paying for operating expenses, which are currently about $1 billion per quarter. But here's the thing, they're already covered by the gross profit of Model S, X, and 3. So the added $5 to $6 billion in gross profit, let's say from the Model Y, goes mostly directly into net profit. Now that's operating leverage. And what that means is when you grow revenue, you're able to accrue more profit because you're leveraging what you already have.
Tesla right now, and has been for a long time, just by and large, way out ahead of all other competitors when it comes to innovation. How much more room do you think this is going to put between them and all the other competitors that are trying to come up behind them?
Look, I think this is a big enough ocean for more than one boat. So I think it just speaks to the overall EV market. When you look at GM and Nikola, now obviously a lot of noise this week around that story, but ultimately, I mean, that was really a validation. And it speaks to, you look at GM, I mean, the tens of billions that they're going to spend around battery technology. Right now, it's an arms race in terms of the EV market, not just domestically, internationally. We see it a lot in China as well. And that's why Tesla, they have a target on their back. And it comes down to continuing to differentiate themselves versus competition. That's going to be the key. But it all starts with what's under the hood in terms of battery technology.
All right, here Dan says the main thing that differentiates Tesla is battery technology. However, I kind of have a different angle here. I think the main thing that differentiates Tesla is actually the whole product. Let me explain. I think most EV competitors or automakers underestimate the power of the ICE ecosystem. Think about it. Gas stations are everywhere and they're super fast and super convenient. You have mechanics everywhere. Your car breaks down in the middle of a desert or the mountains, and you can find right an auto shop very close by. And parts are everywhere too. Now, I think Tesla is the only EV maker to realize that they need to give the consumer a whole solution that is easier and clearly better than the current system. I think first base is superchargers. For example, here in Southern California, superchargers are everywhere and you don't feel range anxiety at all. And because of that, the Tesla experience can match and be much better than, let's say, the IC experience. However, other OEMs are skimping on superchargers. And because of that, you have a crippled car that has a difficult time doing long distance. Now, that isn't a whole solution. That's a partial solution, and that's not going to get anywhere in terms of really reaching mass market adoption. Until these OEMs roll out a supercharging network as good as Tesla, I think Tesla actually has no competition. But I think ample supercharging and this long distance travel issue is first base. And I think there's also other bases or things that these OEMs need to do. For example, they need to make the cost similar with Tesla, and the performance and range also needs to be similar as Tesla, or there's no really competition either. And lastly, these OEMs need autonomous driving software that needs to work as good as Tesla's. Now, when you put all of these things together, Tesla has accrued what I call a whole solution. And this whole solution, now when you present it side by side to the ICE experience, is a better whole solution. And in my opinion, Tesla is the only game in town that actually has a whole solution that's offering to consumers. This past week, there have been some videos propping up from Europe, I think mostly Germany, that show like various cars going to Tesla superchargers and actually plugging in and getting charged. And some of the cars like VW ID3 and a Porsche Taycan and some other cars. I think that's interesting because it seems to be a sign that Tesla is about ready to open up their supercharger network. And VW and Tesla perhaps already have a deal in the works. I think that's good news for EVs and the world because Tesla's mission isn't to kill off all car companies. Sure, they want to kill off all ICE vehicles, but if existing car companies want to help the transition and speed up the transition to electric vehicles, it's in Tesla's best interest to work with them. And I think that's why Elon Musk was willing to meet the VW CEO last week when he was in Germany. And it's to show in a way that every company who's serious about speeding up the transition to sustainable energy is actually a partner of Tesla, whether it's a battery company or whether it's a car company. All right, I want to hear from you guys. Is Tesla going to open up their supercharger network to other companies like VW, for example? And how is that going to help these other companies in the transition to electric vehicles? If this video has been helpful, please like it and subscribe to this channel. We're looking at investment topics from different angles, trying to get beneath the surface of things and asking questions and probing and inquiring until we can really find the truth behind things. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.